This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Coach Calipari joining us live on the D&M Leasing Hotline on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How's everything?
It's okay. I mean, the football team, it's fine.
Yeah, we got it. We got to get those Cowboys going. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. We got to get them going. And it's early. They still got a chance. They just got to go on a run.
How is John Calipari fitting into Arkansas?
Well, you won't believe this. This isn't the first time I've taken over a program. So you walk in, I need a Catholic church, I need a Dunkin' Donuts, and I need great facilities, and I'm fine. My wife grew up 2.5 hours north of us, near north of Springfield, Missouri. So she's got family here. And you know what? I'm like jacked about this. It's another place to, you know, make a mark, to get involved in the state where, you know, there are a lot of things that are needed. Where I always say, if you sit in the seat I'm in and all you do is watch tape, you kind of cheat the position. And you're not here. These are all rented seats, and you're not here long. But what do you do with it while you're here? We've taken the team to Pine Bluff. We've taken the team to Hot Springs. We've been up in Little Rock. We have a couple games in Dallas. Why is Dallas? Why are our graduates all go to Dallas? They got more Arkansas graduates in Dallas than they do our own state. I mean, what is going on? You know, so, but no, I'm SEC. We got like 10 teams in the top 25. It's crazy. You get people picking teams in our league to win the national title. So it's going to be a war. We played Kansas in an exhibition game. These people were 20,000 strong students, and it's 25th of October. And they're like in tents, 1,000 students in tents. So now we come down there. We're at the Dixie. We're playing TCU, and it's going to be a great challenge. And I'm telling our fans, come on. We're coming next week. We're playing Baylor in American Airlines. You know, but this is – Jamie's done a great job at TCU. And they play hard. They're well coached, and we're young. We've had two days of practice where I'm a little disappointed because – almost like, okay, you beat Kansas. They have their big guy. We have ours out too, but they have their main guy. And there's a little bit of arrogance. And then they see my fangs come out, the hair on the back of my neck grows. I mean, so the last couple of days I've been a little disappointed because of that. But good group of guys. They just don't know. They're immature.
Coach, I used to think of Parcells like this. Are you a guy who almost enjoys the building of it as much or more than when you're, you know, sitting on top for a long time? And like Kentucky, the expectation was title or bust. Do you enjoy the build of it as much or more than the other side?
Well, everywhere I've been, I've had to take over programs that hit a bump in the road. And so the building, you're talking about establishing a culture.
Yeah.
Because until you do that, your team can win games, but you're not going to be special. You're not going to be one of those teams. And what that means is they get one game doesn't make your season, like an exhibition game. We're not quite there yet. But the process of doing it, The grind, the daily stuff, the reminding kids of why they're doing, what's acceptable, what's unacceptable, what's expected in this program. If you're drinking, smoking, clubbing, chasing, why would you come here? Why would you do that? Don't come here. You come here because you want to be prepared for the rest of your life, both on the court and off the court. How to create joy, how to be a great teammate, how to compete, how to take what you want, how to carve your own niche. When you're with other really good players, you know, I tell guys that I recruit, if you walk in the gym and you're by far the best player in the gym, you're in the wrong gym. Why would you want to be in that gym? You want to go in a gym where you call mom and dad and say, whoa, this is crazy. I just got dunked on. I got to come every day ready to go or I'm not making it. And that's where you learn to be a great teammate. That's where you learn to compete daily at a high level. That's where the games become an extension of practice, where you really, really compete. The games are easier than practice, but that takes time to build. So I like both. I mean, we were at UMass, you know, every game on the road the last 4 to 5 years was sold out, and it was the game. Every game at Memphis the last 4 to 5 years was the game. When I went to Kentucky, they had struggled. They had a couple years where they were struggling. And all of a sudden, we have 7, 8 years of ridiculousness. And, I like that too. The path going there always seems to be the same. There's bumps in the road. They got to touch the fire because, you know, they think, well, I can do this without. Here's the other thing. There's no easy way to what they're trying to do. These kids, they want to be professional. They want to, what's the easiest way? That's not the question. The question is, what will I sacrifice that other people, players, trying to do what I'm doing won't? When will I spend more time than they'll spend? That's the question. And so, you know, I want to help 25 to 30 more families before I'm done. And, you know, we've had, can I humble brag for a minute?
Sure.
So we've had 80 guys in the NBA. We've had 40, 50 first round draft picks. We've had 30 lottery picks. We've had 15 top 10 picks. We've had 4 number one picks. If you come here, 70% of the players that have played for me the last 15, 70%, if you get a scholarship, 70% of those kids get drafted, and 73% of those get to max deals or multiple contracts in the NBA. But I don't have a magic wand. I'm not a magician. It's the culture. You won't change the culture here, but it can help change you. If you fight it, it takes longer. You know, I've had kids leave too early where they needed to just keep fighting. And PJ Washington right there, stay 2 years and you look at him now. Now, how about this one? He's a star on a team of stars. Do you hear what I just said? He's in the best shape. He is a star on a team of stars. You know why? Whatever they ever asking him to do, he does. I told Nico, and I called him, and I said, man, you saved my man. You saved him. And you know what he said? Well, guess what? It's a two-way street. He's doing things for us. He guards 5 positions. He fights. He got a toughness to him. And all of a sudden,
you got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Stay 2 years. I've had guys stay 3 years. I've had guys stay 4 years. I've had guys leave too early. Now, they're still in the league, but it's a slug. It's a slugfest from that point.
John Calipari joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, Arkansas, number one transfer class, number three freshman class. This is a recruiting hotbed, Texas. And that, I mean, I don't know that, you know, people think they think New York City or L.A. or wherever, but can you win without really recruiting the state of Texas? Like, how much time do you have to spend here?
I've been down there a few times already. You know, Julius Randle, you know, from down there. Casey Wallace from down right near where you guys are. I think there's this kid named Tyrese. Let me think of his last name. Paul Maxey. All right, so we had the Harrison twins. I mean, I think the kid De'Aaron Fox wasn't bad either. He's doing all right. And you have, you know, I shouldn't get started on that because then I miss names and Jamal Murray. And I'm not naming, you know, Shea. Is Shea right down the road from you guys? Shea Gilgis? He's right there, right? Well, he's from Toronto, but he's in Oklahoma City now. But you know, yes, we want to recruit the best players from Texas. We want to recruit the best players from the state of Arkansas. If they're, I got Malik Monk from here. I mean, so yes, we and the bottom line is, as long as we stay about them, that they know they're. Like the last 2 days, I didn't feel bad or mad holding them accountable. It shows me where they are. And I tell these guys, you're going to make me a cheerleader or you're going to make me nasty at times. Now, I'm not cussing, swearing, throwing balls, but it's a high standard. Like, why are we running again? Just run. You'll know why you're running. Just get on the base. I mean, so, you know, I don't mind being that guy. I'd rather not. I'd rather be a cheerleader. But my job is not. Look, if you demand a lot, you'll get a lot. If you accept mediocrity, you're getting it every single time. And that's what I tell them. My will is stronger than your will. I'm not changing. This is about me helping you. You want to hurt yourself, I'm not going to let you. And so, and that's why, again, it's important for us that our fans – if you're going to our Mississippi football game, so you're leaving to come up here, I get it. But if you're not, come and see this game. Let these kids know that all of it is important. Dickey's Arena, I think it's tomorrow at 7. TCU, we're both trying to figure each other out. Our team, he's trying to figure out Jamie, who Jamie's a dear friend, was at Pittsburgh, and I grew up in Pittsburgh, so known him, and unbelievable coach. But he's trying to figure out his team. I'm trying to figure out my team. We're playing quarters instead of 20 minutes, so we have more situations. At the end of a quarter, at the end of the half, at the end of the third quarter, we have more situations that we can throw at our kids. And for us, I want them to look organized and fight. That's it. And whatever happens in the game, it's an exhibition game. We'll learn about each other. We'll learn about our team. But let's look organized and let's fight. And then when people leave, I want them to say, no, that was fun. That was fun. And that meant my team was having fun.
Coach, you said you don't have a magic wand, but put one in your hand. What would the first tweak to NIL be if you think there needs to be a tweak?
Well, first of all, we're in this position because of us. This could have been back when they did the first case in L.A. If we didn't fight it and just rolled with it and gave the kids what they deserve, we wouldn't be here where we are right now. The Eddie O'Bannon case. So that being said, now we just need some guardrails. Right now, I want you all to understand, every player on every team is a free agent every year, and there's no salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say? No, that's what I just said. Now, and then, you know, we coaches have to remember, we're talking these transfers and all this. And again, what I'm trying to do with my transfers, if you transfer here, I'm trying to put you in a better position that you were in the year before. That's it. I don't know what that means. It may mean you're a draftable player. It may mean you're a European player, but you're in a better position by coming here than you were the year before. But again, if they were all NBA players transferring around, they'd be in the NBA. So, you know, it's hurt freshmen. Coaches aren't recruiting as many freshmen, including me. I would usually recruit 6, 7, up to 8 freshmen. Yeah. I didn't care about playing freshmen. But the problem is The teams we're playing against, their average age is 24. One kid looked in the stand. He had two kids. Hey, kids. I mean, what the hell are we talking about? What are we talking about? So now I have a team of 19-year-olds. Last year were 19-4. And it doesn't matter the name on the jerseys. The other kid's 25, 24, 23. Your kid's 18 or 9. I got two 18-year-olds on this team, 18-year-olds. And so you look at it and say, this is costing a lot of American kids scholarships because coaches are saying, you know what, instead of taking a freshman, I'll just go take a transfer because I'm trying to win on Tuesday. I'm not worried about this, that. And now we'll still take four, maybe five freshmen, but they got to be ready to play. And I just think the guardrails, they got to figure it out, whether they become employees. I don't know all the answers to that, but there's got to be some organization to what we're doing because it's not going to slow down unless we jump in there and make it slow down.
Coach, you've got you're there at the Arkansas program, and Jerry Jones got a lot of attention this offseason when you got hired over there. People were wondering, ooh, what role did Jerry play? He's a big booster. He's an influential alumni. How much did Jerry Jones reach out and chat with you before and after?
Well, he and I go way back. I love Jerry Jones, and I know when the football teams, they lose, they hate him, and when they win, they love him, and but you talk about an investment in Dallas. I went to the Star. Are you crazy? I mean, this is nuts what they've done. We've played games in the stadium. Mm-hmm. The bus could have a 12 buses do circles around the stadium. It's crazy. And so, when we go back, I came down when Bill Parcells was coaching the team, and I hung out with Bill Parcells for 2 days. And that's when I first met him. And he called me in the office, and he and I met, and we've kind of stayed in touch. So he was ecstatic that I was coming here, and I went down to see him and spent time with him. And I'm a big fan. Look, I grew up in Pittsburgh, so you know I like the Steelers. But I also like the Dallas Cowboys. Are you crazy? And they are America's team. And, yeah, they struggle like everybody else. There's more parity in all these sports than ever before. But what he's done for Dallas, you can't, put a measure on it. And, again, you know what's great about him? He's not afraid to be in the mix. he ain't afraid to take bazooka shots. He'll stand up and say, shoot another.
Did you see him almost fire those guys the other week, threaten those radio guys?
Yeah, that's when you just, it's great. I've said stuff that I look at, and I say, why did I say that? But you still got to defend yourself for saying it. What are you going to do? You can't just say, man, I screwed up real bad. But no, he, here's a guy that is passionate, mind always working. When I sat with him, that we were throwing things back and forth, and I'm like thinking, holy cow, this guy's mind doesn't stop. And, I've talked to him this season. I talked to him after they had won a game. I hate to call after a loss because I called him after they won a game, and he and I talked. He grew up here. He played football here. He loves the University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now, he really loves the Dallas Cowboys, but he loves Arkansas, too. So by me coming here and he and I having a prior relationship, yeah, he was ecstatic.
John, you're the absolute best, man. Thank you so much. All
hey,
time.
Dickie's Arena, 7 p.m. Let's go. Let's get our fans there. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
John Calipari on the D&M Leasing Hotline. How far away are the Rangers from the new World Series champs? Next.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.